Here's an ancient book, a reading from the book of Leviticus. Count off 7 Sabbaths of years, 7 times 7 years. 7 Sabbaths of years adds up to 49 years. Then sound loud blasts on the ram's horn on the 10th day of the 7th month, the Day of Atonement. Sound the ram's horn all over the land. Sanctify the 50th year. Make it a holy year. Proclaim freedom all over the land to everyone who lives in it. A jubilee for you. Each person will go back to his family's property and reunite with his extended family. The 50th year is your jubilee year. Don't sow. Don't reap what volunteers itself in the fields. Don't harvest the untended vines, because it's the jubilee and a holy year for you. For the word in Scripture, for the word among us, and for the word within us. Thanks be to God. So, let's talk about sounds. Certain sounds do encourage a sense of something in us, don't they? They can cue something, call something to attention, let us know that something is happening. It could be siren of a police car or a fire truck or a local community's emergency sirens. Those would have been tornado sirens where I grew up. But the sound might not be a warning. Of course, it could be something good. It could portend something good, maybe something as good as the ice cream truck. Or maybe a school bell letting you know school's out, maybe for the whole summer. Or maybe the sound is inspiring, like the beginning of a cherished song. Now, even before I knew anything about Rocky Mountain winters, I quickly learned to recognize the distinctive siren of the old rock song by REO Speedwagon called Riding the Storm Out. See any smiles? Anybody? Anybody? Maybe not. Now, as soon as I heard that siren sound, and still to this day, I'd get a smile on my face because I know a great rock song about a place I love is coming. So that initial sound of whatever it is we imagine, whether ice cream truck or cherished song, it lets us know the goodness is arriving. Now today we at Plymouth Church have named Jubilee Sunday. Now I'm not quite sure what that means for us specifically, other than the kids are back in school and summer's coming to a close, sadly. And we're returning to a kind of schedule and routine that we have during the school year. Now, this morning, I'd like us to know more, to know where Jubilee, that word Jubilee, comes from in our tradition. That's why this morning we read the part of the scriptures in the book of Leviticus that introduces what is called the Jubilee year. Now, for the most part, let's be honest, the book of Leviticus is not exciting reading or even inspiring to most people. That includes most clergy. There's not a single song in our hymnal that's inspired by the book of Leviticus or anything in it. And I can assure you, and bet large sums of money, nothing from Leviticus has ever been requested for a wedding, funeral, or baptism. But if you know what you're looking for, if you know the code, you might say, this passage from Leviticus 25 is inspiring. And it is the place where we eventually get the English word jubilee. And that word, as you heard in the passage, is related to sound. In this case, the sound of the ram's horn. Now, who said God doesn't play favorites? Any CSU in the house here? Ram's horn. Go Rams. So let's look a little closer at this passage to see if we can get the code and see if we can feel the inspiration. So, of course, you know the importance of Sabbath in Jewish life. The very first story of Scripture is in significant part about the importance of Sabbath and rest, the importance of a seven-day cycle. There was even a practice of having a Sabbath year, a special year every 7 years. The Scriptures that we have are full of numerology, significant symbolic numbers. Seven is one of those numbers. That's held in a particularly sacred manner as it represents wholeness or completion, fullness, and therefore blessing. Now, think of it. 7 days of creation. Sabbath is the seventh day. Sabbath year every seven, where special directives and conditions are observed. Clearly, the writers here of Leviticus are giving us an indication of something deeply sacred, because they call for a jubilee at the completion of seven Sabbath year cycles, 49 years, seven times seven. It's kind of a double seven, or seven squared, if you're a mathematician. A special 50th year was to be observed to celebrate how sacred that was. Now here's the kicker. Here's the important piece. What would you do to celebrate that kind of double sacredness, that kind of deep holiness? How would you live? What would it look like? The heart of what was to happen was release, liberation, the removing of burdens and the restoration of that which has drifted away. In this vision, slaves are to be set free, debts are to be canceled, and the restoration of land to its original owners. That's the Jubilee vision. That's what's sacred. That's God's business. This kind of Jubilee year, this kind of release from slavery and reset from inequality was not unknown in the ancient Near East. Leviticus didn't invent it. It often happened when a new king came to power in an empire. What's new here is the Israelites said it was to be done regularly. It was not related to a king, but to God. It was God who was seen as the householder of the earth, the true owner of the lands, the true namer of persons, and the true creditor to whom people were indebted. Now, it was certainly convenient for sovereigns of the time to do this in their first year. Politicians now and politicians then know that do something to make the people happy means you will likely be king longer. And yet, we still have a powerful image that we hear in the Scripture today. Release and liberation and relief and restoration. All initiated and proclaimed by the blowing of the ram's horn, that trumpeting of a sound that the people knew. Sound the Jubilee, we might say. And I invite you to recall now a sound from your childhood or perhaps from another part of your life that brings joy and a good feeling to you. Maybe it's the bell we ring in this worship service or the prayer bells that we ring at my home that you heard just moments ago. Maybe you have a special tone on your phone that means it's a loved one calling you. Maybe it's something else. Maybe it's the beginning of a special song that touches you or inspires you or brings you comfort. So whatever that is, bring it to mind, choose it. Hear it inside and feel that good energy coming your way right now. Now I invite you to imagine hearing that same sound from the place of a slave, or a deeply indebted person, or a prisoner, or one in a strange land longing for a homecoming. Imagine that longing of that soul. And imagine now that you knew the sound of your relief and that you heard that ram's horn, you heard that trumpet blow. What would it be like to hear that sound that says, we're free? Relief is here. God's justice is coming. Things are going to be put right. Blessing is manifesting. A sacred homecoming is near. Now, it's just an interesting coincidence, honest, that President Biden has proposed forgiveness of some student debt just prior to my sermon here. There were no phone calls exchanged. Now, I paid off my student debt from graduate school and seminary some years back, but having a house in Boulder County was easy to get more. Maybe you have some debts. What would it be like to have someone come in and say, it's forgiven, canceled, don't worry about it? Wouldn't you want to honk the horn on your car? Or blow a trumpet if you knew how? Or even if you didn't know how? I would. Or maybe it's not financial for you, but it's psycho-spiritual, something deep that burdens you about who you are or who you aren't, about not being enough or having to be everything or perfect or some other burdening belief. They're sneaky sometimes. They can live deep in us. What if you heard that call to release that belief? And it's not just personal by any means. This Jubilee Declaration is about the collective, about release for all the people and all the creatures and all creation released from burden and alienation. It is about restoration and resetting the conditions for the whole system. What if First Nation peoples were told you can go back to your homeland? What if the many poor people, particularly people of color, were told that those debts that you accrued because of the extra financial burdens and limitations of slavery, of Jim Crow and discrimination on you, those are all released and removed, gone? This is where the energy is here in Leviticus 25. It's feeling that coming. There's an energizing invitation in this Jubilee vision. I feel it as an excitement, an energy that wants to sound the Jubilee and proclaim the hope and inspiration and trust in God's good news vision. See, I believe there is a side of the good news of God in Jesus Christ that can be proclaimed enthusiastically and powerfully, not out of pride or inflation or triumph over others, but as a light in the midst of darkness, as hope in the midst of despair, as strength to persevere, and as an alternative vision in the face of a culture that has forgotten what is sacred and what is really true and life-giving. So I want to proclaim the good news of the divine vision and values that a place like Plymouth Church has and can still uphold and proclaim. So sound the Jubilee that we don't own the earth, we steward it. That we are not merely consumers, but human beings made in the image of the divine, a form of and a part of God's earth. Sound the Jubilee that in the midst of growing Christian nationalism and persisting racist systems, we stand for the great circle of humanity where all are included, where black and brown lives matter as much as white lives, where we stand together with many nations, many cultures, and many faiths in building the beloved community, where it is justice that makes for a true and lasting peace. Sound the Jubilee that in the midst of fear and discrimination, we welcome and affirm the diversity of sexual orientations and gender identities. And we proclaim an open and affirming faith that uplifts our sexuality as a gift and helps our young people integrate that gift into their whole lives. Sound the jubilee. That in the midst of fear and wall building, we welcome those immigrants seeking asylum and freedom, seeking to feed their families and to live in peace. Sound the jubilee. That in the midst of rigid literalism and doctrinal oppression, we uplift a faith where God is still speaking to our hearts and minds, where there is an evolving understanding of love and of God's blessed creation. Again, I say, sound the jubilee as a call to hope, as a call to vision, as a call to faithful action, as a call to quickening and to awakening, to living justly and well in community as we humbly and enthusiastically follow the way of Jesus, celebrating and trusting in the power of God to redeem and renew and resurrect. Sound the jubilee. Amen.